I'm here with Taylor Anderson. He is a business owner in Durango, Colorado. He owns the business 8131 Coffee. I'm here to kind of talk to him about the river spill and how it's affected him. And so the first question is, how has the river affected your business?
You know, a couple of things. We're still a new business, so that's, for us, that's hard to tell fully. This season, from what I've seen in businesses like mine and Zia, since I worked there for a long time, that particular time of year when the river spill really happened was a transition in the season of tourism more. So for us, we didn't really feel a big effect because we really drive towards the locals. Tourists are kind of just an extra add-on for us.
Definitely. So other than the business side, how has it affected you as a local or as a person?
I mean, it affected me. My wife and I like enjoy playing in the river. We really got into river surfing this year, so we're doing a lot of that. A lot of paddle boarding, a little fishing. So it definitely kind of pushed us out of the river. I mean, we haven't gotten in since. We love to like go swim in the afternoons after work and ride bikes. So it's just kind of a bummer to not be able to go play in it. And to kind of have just that in the back of your mind. You know, they say it's safe, but in the back of your mind, you're still thinking about what it looked like. And
yeah, I mean, you look at like everybody who goes in the river so much, they don't really want to do it because they feel like they're unsafe.
Totally.
So
yeah.
How has the spill changed your outlook on the community of Durango?
I mean, we have a sweet community. I mean, people love the river and love this town and care about it. So and it's good to see, you know, that kind of that community really stand up for this place and keeping it safe and healthy. And it's a bummer all the way around, and people express that, which they have every right to.
How do you think that the spill has affected tourism in terms of businesses such as Mile the Wild or other river sport businesses compared to yours?
They definitely took a hit, for sure. I think that we are very lucky and fortunate that it happened the time of year that it did. I mean, it was, they had a week or two, a lot of them had a week or two left anyways of the river, and you know, filling trips and stuff. We get a lot of those companies coming in here, so kind of got some insight from them on how it was affecting them. And actually, we hired one river guide after, like, a couple days after the spill. She lost her job and came in and applied, which is great for us, but kind of a bummer for her.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think it definitely had a hit on them. But, you know, from posts I saw on Facebook and talking with them, they have a good mindset about it. And,
yeah. If you have one statement that you could either make to the EPA or the community of Durango, what would it be?
I think if you take the right actions, I think that it's been a problem that has just been under the surface and it's going to come out eventually. I mean, that stuff's been leaking for years, whether it's, you know, one big gush or a little bit at a time. So I think it's like, let's just take the right actions to do our best. I mean, in a sense, what's done is done, and there's a lot of contamination out there, so it's like, how do you move forward?
Yeah. So how does this change your outlook on the EPA or the government trying to control certain areas or landmarks, historical landmarks that Colorado has?
I hope it's put a lot of more pressure on them to take responsibility and actions for those things and to really, like, stand behind what they're doing and why the EPA has been developed and what their stance is. And I know that's probably easier said than done. I mean, they probably have a lot of a lot of issues and to deal with. So it's, like I said, easier said than done. But I guess it. I hope it kind of puts them under the fire a little bit to remain accountable for their actions and how they handle things and protect things.
Mm-hmm. Well, looking at the fact, some of the EPA's videos got released recently. It showed them they didn't really know what to do, so I kind of want to know your outlook on that. They kind of they knew this spill happened, but they didn't really know what to do about it, and they kind of delayed the time for communities and towns like Durango and the Navajo Nation to prepare for the spill, because the Navajo Nation gets a lot of their water from the Animas River. So how do you think that the EPA should go about fixing some of those problems they have in personnel?
It's hard to be prepared for everything, but in a situation where you're dealing with lots of water and chemicals and people's livelihood, there should be some sort of protocol. If we hit a pocket and it explodes, these should be our steps. So I think that it's kind of malpractice to not have any of those steps in place prior to like working on decontaminating that water. And I think it's their responsibility to aid the Navajo Nation and people who rely on the river in all sorts of different ways, farmers and
such as wildlife. Colorado has flourishing wildlife, and we're known a lot for our wildlife, and it's affected them a lot. And so, I mean, there's nothing much we can do about it if it's happened. So, you just got to work on fixing it so those animals will stay around.
Yeah, right. So, I guess what's done is done. So, it's how do you handle it now and move forward to protect, and knowing that there is going to be some backlash.
Well, thank you. I appreciate this. And if there's ever any time I could do anything for you, great.
Great.
Awesome.